Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
All right, so today we're talking about fast food restaurants and maybe our favorite ones or not so favorite ones.
Okay.
And why we might like to eat there or not like to eat there. Now, in Canada, I have a favorite fast food restaurant called Arby's. Now, there's no Arby's here, but the reason I like it is because it's a little bit different than hamburgers and french fries. Instead, I go there for roast beef sandwiches and baked potatoes.
Those sound really yummy.
Yeah.
Well, I actually really like Mos Burgers.
Okay.
And in Australia, we have Hungry Jack's, which is pretty much the same thing as Burger King right here.
Right.
Okay, so why are we talking about fast food restaurants?
Well, we're about to get to our article to find out, so let's get to that now.
Reading.
Fast food, but healthy.
Thank you, everyone, for coming today. I'd like to take this opportunity to tell all of our customers how Top Burger is changing. Don't worry, we'll still have all your favorite items on our menu. However, we're going to add lots of new items to it so people can make healthier choices. If you look at the screen, you can see some of our new items. First up is our delicious chicken salad. This is just one of the salads we're going to offer. This next picture is of our healthy vegetarian wrap. There will be several other wraps as well as more vegetarian dishes. What's more, we will start offering fresh fruit juices with our meals. The next picture shows apple juice, orange juice, and tomato juice. Everything on this healthy new menu will be available from January 1st, 2017. You can check our website for more information. We hope to see you all at our Top Burger restaurant soon. Thank you again for coming.
So let's get started on today's article. It begins by saying, thank you everyone for coming today. So already we know that someone is making an announcement. The person speaking has some important information to give.
That's right. It sounds pretty formal and very polite. 所以刚才Aaron老师提到，这个好像一开始我们听到好像是某人在宣布什么重要的事情哦。 Make an announcement 就是宣布。那同学们猜到了吗？这个月的TWIC专栏呢，我们是以这个素食餐厅新品上市记者会来呈现的哦。因此第一句我们听到的就是 Thank you everyone for coming today. 就是谢谢各位今天莅临。
Now let's find out what they have to say. The article says, I'd like to take the opportunity to tell all of our customers how Top Burger is changing. Now, we saw the noun opportunity here. It's spelled O-P-P-O-R-T-U-N-I-T-Y. An opportunity is a chance to do something or a situation in which you have time to do something. For example, we could say, Ethan doesn't want to miss the opportunity to see his favorite band, so he's waiting in line for tickets all night.
Wow, okay, let's take a look at this word opportunity. 当然就是机会的意思，它是个名词哦。 比方像是很难得的机会，我们就可以用 a rare or a unique opportunity, 或者是工作机会，让我们常常看到，就是用 job opportunity 来表示。那如果是医生才会有一次的很难得的机会，我们可以用 a once in a lifetime opportunity. 那机会当然都是给准备好的人，所以呢 you need to be ready when opportunity knocks. That just means when you get the chance to do something you want to.、Mm-hmm. 就是当机会来敲门时，我们需要做好准备哦。那回到课文，他用的是 I would like to take this opportunity to blah blah blah. 就是我想用这个机会来怎么样怎么样。通常句子的时候，我们常会用到这样的句型，比方像是 I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who helped me with this book.、
Mm.
OK, 那回到了课文，其实呢、这个宣布的人他就说，我想利用这个机会跟所有的 Top Burger 的顾客们宣布我们的改变 changes.
Now, big changes in a company always worry people.、
Yeah.
Maybe they think the company won't sell your favorite item anymore, or that it's because they're losing money and about to close down.、
Mm.
Now, the person speaking knows that, and they're going to calm everyone down. The article says, don't worry, we'll still have all your favorite items on our menu.
Phew, that's、mm-hmm. good to know. 好家在这位这个发言的人说、啊、不用担心，我们仍然会提供您最喜爱的餐点在我们的 menu, 也就是这个、菜单或者是、menu 上面 OK、
mm-hmm.
看来他是想要怎么样 calm people down, 就是让大家不要担心这样的变动哦。So no major changes,、
mm-hmm.
but what are they changing then? The article readsHowever, we are going to add lots of new items to it so people can make healthier choices.
Okay, now this makes sense. The more we realize how unhealthy fast food can be, the less we want to eat it.、
Mm.
Now, that's how it's been for me, at least. I hardly ever eat fast food anymore.
Same. I think they're really oily and not good for our health.、
Mm.
Okay, 所以刚刚课文提到的 however, 就有然而什么什么有着转折的语气哦。所以他接着提到的是哦，然而不用担心。为了呢让这个顾客有这个健康的新选择，我们将增加许多的新产品。They are making healthier choices.
Yes. Now let's take a look at what some of these new items or products Top Burger is going to sell. The article says, if you look at the screen, you can see some of our new items.
Okay, if we were at this presentation,、mm-hmm. we'd probably be looking up at a big projector screen.
Right.
Where he's showing all the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay, 所以刚刚课文是提到像是如荧幕上这个画面展示的一些新产品，所以看来它应该会展示在一个很大的投影机上面哦。
Mm-hmm. I also imagine that this person's probably making the announcement in front of reporters so that they can write about the new products、oh. later. Now, here comes the first picture. The article says...First up is our delicious chicken salad.
Nice!、Mm-hmm. 所以首先是美味的鸡肉沙拉。I love chicken salad.
Okay, well,、mm. first up is actually today's shortcut for you.、
Ooh.
So before we continue, let's take a break to hear what our friends have to say about these words.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, welcome to the house. I'm Honest Pat.
Is that so? Anyway, thanks for showing me the house.
No problem. Okay, first up is the kitchen.
First we'll go up? You mean the kitchen is upstairs?
I can see you're a first-time buyer. First up just means first of all.
Why didn't you say so?First up means 首先
You're catching on. Okay, so here's the kitchen. What do you think?
Well, first up is my question. How、mm-hmm. old is the kitchen?
You're smarter than I thought at first. Let's take a look. Okay, so last year.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Honest Pat?
Honest Pat.
The honest...
Well, first up means first of all, and sometimes it can mean first in line for something.、
Mm.
For example, first up, we're going to talk about last year's sales. Then we'll move on to the new budget.
Okay, first up, 或者是像 first of all, 就是首先什么什么。通常可能你后面呢还会提到第二或是第三点。像是刚刚 Aaron 老师的例句提到，首先我们要聊有关这个去年的业绩 sales。Then, 然后呢我们才会继续看 the new budget, 也就是新的预算哦。 Okay, mm-hmm. So they've got a delicious chicken salad, mm-hmm. but that's not it.
No.
The next line of the article reads, mm-hmm.
This is just one of the salads we're going to offer.
Wow, that sounds really good. So 这只是我们新增的沙拉种类之一。
Now, they'll want to have plenty of options, healthier options. Mm. So there are more than just salads as well. The next line of the article says, this next picture is of our healthy vegetarian wrap. Now we're going to look at the adjective vegetarian first, which is spelled V-E-G-E-T-A-R-I-A-N, vegetarian. Now a vegetarian can describe a person who does not eat meat and sometimes fish. It can also be used to describe things that don't have meat or sell meat. For example, a vegetarian restaurant. In a sentence, we could use vegetarian like this. Abby is a vegetarian, so we're preparing a special meal for her at the barbecue.
Okay, 当我们提到诶如果你是一个吃素的人素食者我们可以说 I'm a vegetarian, 在这里是当作名词来用不过本课我们看到的呢是 vegetarian 当作形容词来用表示素食者的什么什么或是素食的什么什么 So for example, we talk about a vegetarian diet that just means a diet that does not include meat.
Right.
那提到了 vegetarian, 我们一定要来讲一下这个 vegan. Okay, 那 V-E-G-A-N Mm-hmm. 这种人士呢我觉得可以翻成是爱动物的完全素食者那也有人直接翻成纯素哦不过其实呢 我觉得可以更精准一点其实他们除了不吃肉之外呢他们也不使用或是穿戴任何与动物有关的制品像是可能真皮大衣之类的所以他们有点偏向这个环境动物的保护主义者所以呢相比之下 vegetarian 呢其实就是比较一般我们提到的就是不吃肉的素食者那与 vegan 不同的是呢他们只是不吃肉呢可是他们可能会使用动物制品哦 OK 那如果呢我们要表示呢就是蛋奶素呢因为很多人他们是可以吃 cheese 或者是蛋的话呢其实他们可以是分为 vegetarian 但是蛋奶素我们要怎么说呢我们可以用 ovo-lacto vegetarian
Alright, now the word wrap, which was spelled W-R-A-P, wrap, is a noun. Now just remember that when we use the letters W and R together, we only hear the R sound. Now a wrap is a type of sandwich that's made on a thin piece of round bread, and then you wrap the bread over everything inside. Now it gets its name because it's kind of like you're wrapping a present, but instead you're wrapping sandwich.
Oh, okay. So how can you use that in a sentence?
We could use it like this. I think I'm going to order the ham and cheese wrap for lunch today.
Yummy. Okay, 我们来看一下 wrap 在本课当中是当作名词来用，有卷饼的意思。它通常是薄薄的，其实比我们的润饼更粗一点的这个面粉皮啦。Okay, 那注意哦 ，wrap 呢，它如果当作动词的话，表示就是包的意思或是包装。Okay, so let's continue reading.
Mm-hmm. Like the salad, there won't be just one wrap though. The next line of the article says, there will be several other wraps as well as more vegetarian dishes.
所以接着我们看到他们说啦他们也会提供更多其他的卷饼以及更多的素食餐点。Mm-hmm. Sounds like they've got lots more options for vegetarians then. That will probably bring some new customers into the restaurant.
Now you're probably right, and it's going to get even better than that. The next line of the article says,What's more, we will start offering fresh fruit juices with our meals.
Wow, fresh fruit juice tastes amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the best is fresh orange juice that's just been squeezed, I think. Now, the article is going to tell us what kinds of juice they'll have. It reads, the next picture shows apple juice, orange juice, and tomato juice. Actually, I love tomato juice the most.
Tomato juice is actually my favorite. Now, I love everything about that. So let's get back to our announcement here. We know...all of the new items, but when are they coming out?
Yeah.
The article says, everything on this healthy new menu will be available from January 1st, 2017. Now, we saw the adjective available here. It's spelled A-V-A-I-L-A-B-L-E, available, and it means present or ready to use. So you can't get them yet. but you'll be able to buy them on January 1st, 2017, and every day after that date. Another way to use available in a sentence is to say, tickets for this show will be available starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Okay, available 在本课是个形容词，表示可获得的、可利用的。所以这个健康的性菜单的餐点呢，其实将在2017年的1月1日上市哦。I still have a question、mm-hmm. though. I want to know what other kinds of dishes they'll have and、okay. where can I get information on what's inside the meals?
So I have an easy answer for you. The article says you can check our website for more information. Now the noun website is spelled W-E-B-S-I-T-E andIt's a page on the internet where you can find information, especially about companies or organizations.
Okay, website 当然就是网站这样子的意思咯。Okay, and we also saw this word information, right?
Mm-hmm, we did. It's spelled I-N-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N, information. Now, information is facts or details that tell you abouta person, an event, or a situation. For example, we could say, I'm not sure how to get to our hotel. Let's ask that woman for information.
Okay, information 当然就是资讯资料，注意它是不可数名词，所以我们不可以加 s. Okay, so that comes to the end of our article today. Now, but wait, we have the last line of the announcement, which、mm-hmm. says,
we hope to see you all at our Top Burger restaurant soon.Thank you again for coming.
Okay, 所以最后当然呢，这个发言的人他要谢谢大家，他说再次感谢你的莅临，我们希望在 Top Burger 餐厅很快就可以见到您哦。It's always nice to end an announcement politely like that.
It is, I think so too. Well, we're almost done with day one of our article, but let's move on to today's For You chat first to finish up.
For You chat.
All right, so today's For You chat question is, do you eat healthily, and how could you improve your diet?
I try to eat healthily, but actually, I think I should stick to eating at regular times, because I always, like, work overtime, and I forget to eat.
That happens, especially if you're very busy, you're doing lots of stuff.
So I skip meals, which is really bad for you, by the way.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, okay? What about you, Erin? Do you eat healthily?
I go through periods where sometimes I try to eat healthily, and then sometimes I don't. So I have noticed recently, though, that I don't eat enough vegetables. Now, it's not because I don't like them. It's just because I don't cook at home. And when I'm out, I usually have meals that don't have them. So...What I've been trying to do is go to more restaurants that have vegetables as an option, and I try to order one or two of those.
Okay, I'll try to do that too, because I don't really eat enough vegetables or even fruits.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you guys should really try and do that. Try to eat more healthily. So you guys have a chat about this question. Do you eat healthily? How could you improve your diet?
All right.
We're out of time, so we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Fast food, but healthy.
Thank you, everyone, for coming today. I'd like to take this opportunity to tell all of our customers how Top Burger is changing. Don't worry, we'll still have all your favorite items on our menu. However, we're going to add lots of new items to it so people can make healthier choices. If you look at the screen, you can see some of our new items. First up is our delicious chicken salad. This is just one of the salads we're going to offer. This next picture is of our healthy vegetarian wrap. There will be several other wraps as well as more vegetarian dishes. What's more,We will start offering fresh fruit juices with our meals. The next picture shows apple juice, orange juice, and tomato juice. Everything on this healthy new menu will be available from January 1st, 2017. You can check our website for more information. We hope to see you all at our Top Burger restaurant soon. Thank you again for coming.
Vocabulary Review. Opportunity. During the meeting, the manager took the opportunity to thank everyone for their hard work. Vegetarian. Marina eats meat, but she really loves vegetarian food as well. Available. We called the hotel to see if any rooms are available tonight. Website. Liam went to the movie's website to find out more about the film. Information. I'd like some information about your art classes, please.